Okay, I'd like to call to order this meeting of this strategic planning committee meeting, our committee of the Illinois Toll Highway Authority for today, Wednesday, Thursday, December 12th. Days are going by too fast. December 12th, 2013. Would you please call the roll?
Committee Chair Director Weissman.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
We have a forum.
Very good. We afford an opportunity for public comment at the beginning of these and other meetings. And is there anyone interested? Okay. If not, then moving on, and we'll be deferring approval of the minutes of the October 16th meeting to the next meeting, apparently. Executive Director, I know that we have under that category, interchange planning policy update, which we'll actually defer, although that's listed first, defer that to the latter part of the meeting, and move into the diversity and strategic development update if we could with Gustavo, and I know Director, our Executive Director, if you want to comment prior to that.
Sure. Well, we had mentioned at previous meetings earlier in the year that we were going to provide an update on our diversity and strategic development activities. As you recall, several years ago, we created a standalone department for diversity at the tollway that reports to the executive director. Those initiatives have at different times been within the procurement department or within the engineering department, but there's a standalone department now. And so this presentation, we're hoping, will give you an opportunity to, number one, we'll update you on our performance and accomplishments thus far. And I think hopefully you'll be pleased with that. I think we have done a lot of work and have some significant accomplishments to share. But also hoping to engage you in some discussion. We have two kind of goals for the diversity work that this department does. One, and the primary mission of the department is in vendor contractor diversity, you know, diversity in the companies that benefit from tollway projects, particularly in construction, but all tollway contracts and projects. So we wanted to update you on the initiatives that we've undertaken in that regard, but also some new ideas and new initiatives that we're pursuing, and get feedback from you on those and any other ideas that you have. And then the second category of activity is really in the workforce area, and workforce meaning on the job site workforce. So on construction sites, we've certainly heard many groups say that they'd love to see greater diversity on construction sites. We do not hire the workers on our construction sites, but we do have some programs in place that we think help bring opportunities to individuals who might not otherwise have those opportunities for those good paying jobs, but also there might be additional work that we can do, and we'd love to get your feedback on that as well. So Gustavo's going to go ahead and start the presentation. I know he and his team have worked hard on it, so thanks very much.
As usual, Christy does an excellent job of framing the issues so well, and it makes the job for me and other chiefs a lot easier than to go forward and explain it in more detail. So I thank you, Christy, for that. It's really nice. And good morning, directors. We hope that today's presentation on some of the work that we've been doing in 2013 and some of the ideas that we'd like to bounce to you and get your feedback for 2014 is meaningful, and that the presentation truly will give you a pretty good idea of what we have achieved and would like to continue achieving and going forward in next year. So as you know, December 2013 marks our second year anniversary for the creation of the Department of Diversity and Strategic Development. We're very proud of making that statement, because I personally feel that in a short 2 years, we have become a major agency and a major force in issues of diversity in Illinois. I don't say that lightly. I think everywhere we go, and I think some of you may be even witness of some of the statements that are made to you and people that we're not giving them a $20 bill so that they can say that, are very proud of the tollway. That's the constant feedback we received. Obviously, we have a lot of work remaining to do, but I think we're in a very, very positive course of action, and it's all due to, number one, the top leadership of this agency, beginning with the Board of Directors and our Executive Director. Without your help, I don't think we would be even half the way where we are. A reflection on your leadership, and someone like me who has to be on the trenches talking to people and getting all kinds of feedback, I do appreciate that support very much. So if I don't say it enough, it's not that I don't mean it, it's just we don't have an opportunity to have these kinds of frank and open conversations with you. Just real recap, quick recap on our goal and our mission, I'm sorry, that will help frame the following conversation. So it is to increase access to economic opportunities for disadvantaged, minority, and women-owned businesses, enterprises, as well as underemployed individuals. It's brief, it's short, but it says it all. That's just like Christy was saying, it's, we have two sides of the equation that we have to be vigilant, and our presentation will show that we are doing a pretty decent job on that. The next slide talks about accomplishments. This is just a kind of like a quick recap on the areas that we're going to cover. As all you know, the tollway has a number of goals in relationship to Move Illinois. A significant aspect of this goal is a commitment to providing opportunities for both large and small firms. Therefore, in 2013, we aimed to incorporate tools to allow for continued transparency, accountability, and improved measurements of the results of tollway's diversity efforts. To foster the participation of small businesses in 2013, the tollway continued to strive to establish technical assistance programs, expanding partnerships with external stakeholders such as other state agencies, which is crucial to providing the appropriate level of quality of consulting services, educational resources, and other kinds of assistance to help small and diverse businesses strengthen their capacity. We also set out to promote and offer projects of all sizes to appeal to large and small firms. We aim to provide new unbundled contracts and move forward with a small business initiative, a race and gender neutral initiative to encourage more diverse businesses' participation, as well as other small businesses. Although the small business initiative is race and gender neutral, it definitely benefits DBEs, MBEs, and WBE businesses. To encourage economic opportunities for historically underemployed individuals, the tollway sought to assist with workforce development via the creation of an enhancement of programs in 2013. I will briefly explain how we met each of these goals. Excuse me, just a minute here. Okay. To begin, I will discuss the accomplishments and performance of diversity in 2013. This slide is a quick recap of our DBE achievements for the period beginning January 2008 through September 2013. I believe some of you have seen these numbers before, but it's always a good idea to continue driving these numbers home so that if people ask you, just like they asked me about the tollway's accomplishments and diversity, you can, you know, remember some of these numbers and some of these percentages. During that period, the tollway paid $3 billion on construction and professional services contracts combined. Of the $3 billion, $712.9 million, or 23.8%, was paid to DMWBs. If we break the $3 billion between construction and professional services, we have that $2.3 billion the tollway paid on construction contracts, $510.5 million, or 21.8%, went to DMWBs, and that of $653.4 million the tollway paid on professional service contracts, $202.4 million, or 31%, went to DBE, MBEs, and WBEs. Outreach and development. 2013 has been a very, very busy year at the tollway, including the Department of Diversity and Strategic Development. We participated in over 188 meetings, including focus groups, outreach events, meetings with advocacy agencies, and one-on-one meetings to obtain direct feedback and provide assistance and information on tollway projects. We also hosted or co-hosted 16 events, including the first ever joint tollway CMS IT networking event last month, and more than 70 construction business notifications were sent throughout the year to advocacy groups to increase awareness and promote the potential for new additional tollway vendors. In 2013,
We also completed the community outreach phase of the disparity and availability study. This study is aimed at determining whether or not a statistically significant disparity exists between the number of minority and women-owned businesses that are available to provide construction, engineering, and goods and services to the tollway, and the number of DMWBs and BEPs that are actually providing these services to our agency. Final results of the study are expected in mid-2014. In an effort to prepare for increased contract volume anticipated in 2014, the tollway has added a construction manager consultant to perform DBE and EEO documentation compliance in the field, which will assist diversity with ensuring that our goals are met on each project. The tollway is currently pursuing the issuance of an RFP for a comprehensive diversity management software system. This system will allow the tollway to measure more comprehensive results of diversity efforts as well as streamline the DBE and BEP documentation process. We are in the closing stages of finalizing the scope of the RFP, which is anticipated to be advertised the first quarter of 2014, with a selection expected somewhere between the second and third quarter of next year. In the interim, diversity and procurement are reviewing a payment tracking system created by CMS to keep track of expenditures of primes as well as BEP expenditures. The CMS model may be applicable to the tollway needs as an interim measure. So, to one of the fun parts. In 2013, the tollway was fortunate to have been acknowledged for its diversity and strategic development efforts for the first time since the creation of the department 2 years ago. Two highly respected industry agencies, the Cosmopolitan Chamber of Commerce as well as Advancing Women in Transportation, granted our agency diversity-related awards. In July, the Greater Chicago Chapter of Advancing Women in Transportation awarded the tollway with the 2013 Rosa Parks Diversity Leadership Award for the tollway's Earned Credit Program. In October, the Cosmopolitan Chamber of Commerce awarded the 2013 Friend of the Chamber Award to the agency for its outstanding outreach efforts. The tollway should be proud of these two distinctions. So now we're moving on to the contractor diversity. And the first thing I'm going to share with you is some of the outcomes of a recent market survey results. Before I say anything about this, let me acknowledge the help from the engineering department under the leadership of Paul Kovacs and the PMO. They were critical and essential to this, to the completion of this survey, and I think that we're going to be very benefited. We're going to have a lot of benefits from having this survey at hand. So diversity is proactively planning for the increasing volume of projects anticipated in 2014 and beyond. With an increased volume of projects comes the need to continuously improve efforts to ensure diversity participation on these contracts. We are educating ourselves on the small and diverse marketplace availability and capacity to fulfill tollway needs via tools such as the Small Business Survey. The recent survey conducted by the tollway yielded the following. Approximately 80% of participants were small business and minority owned, and here's what they said. They basically are saying keep it small. They want more subcontracting opportunities. They had a very positive response to the unbundled and set aside projects. They prefer, they continue to indicate that they prefer small prime opportunities or continue subcontracting in an extended level. They're very comfortable working with the tollway. They claim that they like working with agencies like the tollway. In general, they feel government plays a huge role in their capacity to provide, to exist, and that the work that they do with the tollway is not necessarily overly complex, which means that somehow on the job sites, there's apparently enough assistance or some sort of assistance that they are acknowledging is helping them complete their work. So some obstacles remain, obviously. Bonding and insurance continue to be a theme, continue to be themes that they continue bringing up to our attention as being obstacles to their capacity to do work for agencies like the tollway. Obviously, location of the project impacts their ability to do the work or to even bid on projects. And some of the prime work that I guess I expect would be on the actual roadways, remains risky from the perspective of some of these respondents through the survey. Yes.
I want to come back to this, but I want to skip back just a little bit, going back to the numbers of the $3 billion paid on construction professional services in the area of construction contracts. 21.8% went to the D/FWBs, and 31% in terms of professional service contracts. I was going to ask you there, I think professional service contracts have always been a little less difficult to accomplish, I think, and that's probably reflected in the higher percentage. But on the construction side, are you pleased with progress there in terms of what we were able to accomplish?
I think that I am pleased with what we accomplished in 2013. I believe that we have quite a bit of work to do. Especially on the construction side of that, of this conversation. And more specifically, I think that there are some challenges with some groups more than others. Am I pleased with what so far we've done to encourage additional participation? Very satisfied with that. I know I've seen quite a few, and I think that that's coming up in a later slide about the number of new DBEs that have now participating on tollway projects. Mm-hmm. But I think that's just the beginning.
Right.
I think that we cannot give up on our efforts. Sometimes we get a little bit discouraged when we have outcomes, like a couple of times this year, once or twice, we had no bids on some of these smaller projects. We were kind of taken back by that, but we learned a lesson from that. Mm-hmm. So every time, you know, sometimes you just have to learn by mistakes. Unfortunately, that's the way sometimes human endeavors take place. But overall, I think we're on the right course. Lots of work to be done yet, and patience, and you know, we're just not going to see a major shift in just 1 year or two. That's just
right.
Not going to happen.
Right, but you're making progress.
Yeah, I feel we are making progress. I mean, I've seen the progress just in 2013 alone.
And then jumping back towards this marketplace survey that you did, were any surprises in those results at all?
Well, I guess that I was surprised. I think that they do want to have more prime opportunities, but they were a little shy about saying that. They said it, but they were not as forceful as I would have expected them to be. It was more of just continue to give us subcontracting opportunities, but I believe, I'm speculating now, I believe that that's because they don't have all the tools that are necessary to really launch themselves as prime contractors at this point. So they're probably somewhat being cautious. They want to do business, but they want to do it in a safe environment, and it's so much safer doing it as a subcontractor when the prime contractor takes the majority of the liability.
Uh-huh.
That part didn't surprise me so much. Mm-hmm. I thought it might have been a little more forthcoming with, we just want to be prime. We want prime to work.
So I think there's an undercurrent there that says they'd like to be prime, but they're a little reluctant to articulate that strongly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see a difference between the construction side and the engineering side in that post? That
the engineers are ready. I mean, they're ready to tackle on prime work in a very aggressive manner. I mean, the industry on that side, I think, is a lot less, is much more confident.
Right.
Much more confident.
So can you, and I'm sure maybe other people know, but just for benefit of everyone, when you say safe environment on construction, help us understand what that is.
Well, they don't have to deal with the bonding requirements, the liability that we impose on the prime contractor. The prime contractor, for the most part, covers that those aspects. So I think that goes a long way for a subcontractor to initially have a reaction to, well, I'm just going to play it safe for the time being. I'm going to be a sub. I have a lot less exposure. If something goes wrong, let the big guy take it, you know, not me. That's what I sense from that result, from the results of the survey.
And you're going to, I think your last item there talks about obstacles. I assume you're going to address some of that.
Right. And you know, the creation of the Small Bridge Contractor Program, which we'll discuss in a slide coming up, is, I think, the first effective step towards addressing issues of that type.
But I think that, again, you know, that program was just created this year. Mm-hmm. And that program alone, still it's not going to be sufficient. It is a good start. It's a very effective start. But I think we're going to have to complement it with other issues that might help move that those remove those obstacles.
The only thing I was going to say is like the obvious thing. I mean, if you're a sub, you are responsible for your work and your workforce. Mm-hmm. And if you're a prime, you could be responsible for not only that, but also all the subs that you're going to have working with you. And it's rare where we have a job where it's just all confined to one work type so that the prime would do all the work himself. So I think that is, you know, you got to coordinate a larger team, a larger project team if you're going to be a prime.
Yeah, and if something goes wrong with your team, someone screws up on your team, we're holding you accountable. We're right. Not going to yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Because that was what was the universe for the survey? Was it?
I believe we reached out to, we sent out 1,200 emails. I'm looking at the PMO reps here. Just correct me if my numbers are 1,200 and 1,200 companies were reached out to.
And we got those companies through just groups we've worked with in the past, associations.
Yeah.
And we got them from other agencies, from the city of Chicago and Cook County.
Right. It was a compilation of different lists. The city's certified list, the county certified list, the UCP certified list. We used the SBA 8A certified list. What else did we use? We used a number of different sources to come up with that 1,200 number.
And sometimes when I see that we do have the awarding of contracts, we kind of also see all the respondents and the ones that didn't get it. Were those also maybe sent surveys to?
We sent it out to, yes, everybody. Yeah. So we obviously recognize that there are many small and diverse construction firms that are not prepared, just following up on the conversation, to take advantage of the opportunities. So we are doing more to help them. The Tollway recently entered into strategic partnerships to assist small and diverse construction firms. First, the Construction Business Development Center, or CBDC. Through an agreement with the Illinois Community College Board, the Tollway established earlier this year a new Construction Business Development Center, or CBDC. The CBDC is led by Prairie State College in Chicago Heights in partnership with three other community colleges in the Southland. This program provides small, minority, and women-owned construction businesses with the customized training and technical assistance needed to be Tollway contracts. The initiative is designed to be intensive and focused on meeting the specific needs of each business client. The Construction Coaching for Growth Program, or CC4G. The Tollway has also forged an agreement with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity that allows the Tollway and the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to develop a Construction Coaching for Growth Program for small businesses owners specializing in heavy highway construction. This program is structured 3 month plus course based intensive training program designed to provide entrepreneurs targeted training and direct strategic business counseling in an effort to support and promote business growth and ensuing job creation. Through their participation in this program, participants will develop a multidisciplinary framework to increase their competitiveness, to drive revenue growth and profit. And then our Small Contractor Bridge Program, administered by the Illinois Finance Authority and the Chicago Community Loan Fund, this new state program provides working capital loans to small contractors, including disadvantaged, minority, and women-owned businesses. The program helps small and diverse firms obtain surety bonding and get pre-approved for loans to help them compete for public works projects. The next slide speaks a little bit about their performance on these three initiatives. First, our Construction Business Development Center, for a total of 50 firms that have been serviced through this program. Of those 50 firms, we already have two firms that have submitted bids on Tollway projects. But the remaining firms, about 15 of them, are in the process of mobilizing their customized technical assistance plans, and 33 firms are in the process of getting assessed in terms of their needs. Second, our Construction Coaching for Growth Program. has specific eligibility requirements, which include being in business for at least 3 years and generating at least $500,000 in annual revenues. So far, in 2013, 29 companies have applied. 8 firms were accepted into the first cohort, which will graduate in January of this coming year. 5 firms are already lined up for the next cohort. And these two initiatives, Construction Business Development Center and the Construction Coaching for Growth Program, we have also set goals for them to help contractors going through their programs, bid on tollway projects. So, and one of them, on our Construction Business Development Center, I believe their goal is 20 bids and a year coming from some of them, either as a subs or primes. And on the Coaching for Growth Program, we set a goal of 15 bids. Third, the small
companies. Or not, right? They don't have control, obviously.
They don't have to, yeah. We can't, yeah, they can't.
They
just have to bid. Right. That's what they committed these two initiatives to accomplish. At least 15 bids from one and 20 from the other. Third, the Small Contractor Bridge Program, with 110 contractors that are in application process, 21 contractors out of the 10 are in underwriting. 2 contractors have been awarded, one of which has a tollway contract. Recently, the BOA Group was a contractor that benefited from the Small Contractor Bridge Program through bonding and loan.
And that was one of our roofing.
That's the BOA is the one. Yeah, BOA is doing a roofing job. Mm-hmm. Right. So we are very pleased with the progress of these programs, especially in such a short period of time. Remember that the board approved these programs somewhere beginning late spring and early summer. So in less than a year, we've been able to launch the programs and already see some of the beginning early outcomes. So in future and planned discussions, in 2013, we will release an RFP that will expand technical assistance programs to include the northern and western parts of our system. The reason we're saying that is because we consider the Southland through the Construction Business Development Center being serviced. So we now like to concentrate a little bit of a technical assistance on the northern and western parts of our system. Moving forward, we would like input from the board on that idea and how else we may enhance our technical assistance initiatives. So if you want to postpone the conversation for that, but just food for thought about what you think might be a good way to continue putting our resources after.
I think Waubonsie is in the community college program. Yes. Now, correct?
So Waubonsie Community College is part of the Construction Business Development Center.
Right, so that's kind of a, what would you call that, a foothold on the west?
A little bit,
western,
yeah.
Western portion.
But they're also collaborating with the Southland,
yep,
as well.
Yep.
So
good.
They're going in both directions. So the TOBIS has set out to create a small business pipeline to help firms, small firms, build capacity in order to participate in tollway contracts. Capacity building is achieved by creating bidding opportunities for current subs and other small contractors and lending the appropriate level of technical assistance to so these small firms may eventually become prime contractors via unbundled, set-aside contracts and the appropriate technical assistance. In 2013, some tollway projects were unbundled or broken down into contract packages generally valued at $5 million or less, so that smaller firms could participate in these projects as primes. 37 projects were unbundled in 2013 compared with 16 unbundled in 2012. Since Move Illinois began, more than 35 DBE firms are doing business with the tollway for the first time. So I did a very formal research on the 37 bids that were unbundled in 2013. This was just done a couple of days ago. Because I was just curious to see how many of those bidders were small firms. We had not gauged that before. And it turns out, and this is all self-reported, so I just have to put it out there. It was self-reported. Four of the bidders, some of these bidders were bid on some of these projects more than once successfully. Four of the bidders that turn in bids on the unbundled initiative are small firms. They're under $10 million. So that shows that we're beginning to see some level of success even on unbundled projects. I also want to clarify that Paul and I have been talking about tightening up the definition of unbundled. Some of the work we do on an annual basis is, by the nature of the work, still under $5 million. So we're thinking that we're not sure that that's a fair that to make a blanket statement that everything under $5 million is unbundled, because we know that there are projects that no matter what we do, we'll still be under $5 million. So we're considering taking those out of the equation into the definition of the new definition of unbundled. So in order to reach smaller construction firms, more direct outreach is needed. Earlier this year, a mass email campaign was launched in order to make small firms aware of upcoming set-aside projects, as well as information regarding the Chief Procurement Officer, small business registration. Follow-up phone calls were made to firms meeting the bidding criteria to ensure awareness of available opportunities.
And we're doing this because we want to try to set ourselves up for success in our small business initiative, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there are plenty of firms that may not be registered as small businesses, but that would qualify. And so we want to make sure that everybody who can be is in the pool and ready to go when we put opportunities out.
Exactly. Case on point, of the four firms that we found on the unbundle to be in the small business side, three were not registered with the state. So that just tells you that there's still a level of a campaign that we have to do in educating some of these firms about the opportunities that they can have, that be exposed to if they were to be registered as a small business with the state. So in order to further encourage participation of small firms and tollway contracts in 2014, the tollway may implement a small business goals and large contracts valued between $45-50 million and above. With the information gathered from the survey in mind, I ask the board if any further recommendations on how we may continue to develop the small business pipeline. So again, this is something that we would appreciate some input, some feedback on how we can perhaps think about this beyond some of the ideas that we have in mind for 2014.
It's not why I wanted to just go to the
sure.
back a little, just to the unbundled category there. And I know that as we enter, or about to enter the 2013 season, the idea was to do more of the unbundling, but I think Paul also addressed the issue of procurement rules, et cetera, that we were also facing that might make that more difficult. I just would ask Paul or yourself to characterize how that went.
I think that you're alluding to some of the restrictions that are imposed on small set-asides.
I think that we heard that there would be some degree of difficulty to trying to do more unbundling because of some of the procurement rules or things that we had to deal with as well. And so it was kind of a mixed outlook as to how well we could proceed, but obviously it looks like we more than doubled those the unbundled type of contracts. So I'm just trying to get your how did it go? How did you manage to accomplish that?
I can start. Yeah. So when we were looking back at the previous program and we were considering how many did we do of these small contracts? It was like 16 or 17 a year. So this year, we pushed out 35, and we were concerned about that because...
37, sorry.
That's right.
We were concerned about that because we knew that it was going to make more exposure for us on the procurement risks. I mean, if it's taking so much longer to get things through the system and push them out, then why increase the number of contracts, which I think is what you're asking about.
Yeah.
So we did do a lot of learning on that this year, and we made some adjustments. We're trying to bring on our designers earlier so they can get the contract documents ready so that we can get them advertised at the right time.
But that's more than just about unbundling, right?
That's
just generally all of our contracts.
Right. So we are getting better.
Right.
We are getting better on all of them, and the way we're getting better is we're building in the extra time you need to get through the process.
But we also are refining. I mean, when we heard feedback from the community about unbundling and wanting more $5 million or less opportunities, there were other things layered on top of that which we think will position us more for success. So, a $5 million contract that's system-wide, that's repairs all over the tollway system, is not going to be positioned well for success with a small firm or DBMB, WB firm, because they don't maybe have the capacity to do work way up in Lake County and also down in Southern Cook and out in Winnebago or wherever else. So, geographic concentration, I think, was one of the things that they said was
important. Yeah, the survey said that, basically. Yeah.
And Gustavo and I, we're committed to trying to be more targeted on accomplishing things with the unbundling effort. But I think our look ahead for 2014 says we're going to have 50 contracts under $5 million. So even without...
But not all of them are.
Right. Even without us, you know, pushing to do these types of projects in these types of areas to create opportunities, we have a need to do 50 of these anyway. So it's a risk that I've got to address regardless of whether or not we're trying to increase opportunities. I think it can be done within the larger scope of what we have to do, and we are addressing that risk by trying to build into our schedule more time to get these jobs out so that, you know, we're not going to be not getting bidders and not, you know, so we could do adequate outreach in advance. We're not going to be not getting bidders and not pushing work from one year to the next year and not getting it done. So
yeah.
I think also we've had a lot of, we're improving our efficiency with interaction with our state purchasing officer. I know that a lot of things are being reviewed more timely now, and they're adjusting to the workload. And then we're doing projections already for 2014 so that they can better plan and staff up so that they can handle the workload that's coming. So I think, you know, just over the past 2 years, we're beginning to adjust to this additional work that's coming down the pipeline, and we're doing it in a better manner. And I feel the procurement risk, even though it's still there, even though it's still complicated, even though it still takes a lot of time, that's not as big a risk as what we thought it was, you know, last year, obviously.
And again, that's a reflection of the learning curve that we're experiencing on the implementation of a program of this magnitude. Not, I guess, not just on diversity, right? I mean, just on all aspects of a $12 billion initiative.
Well, if you took apples for apples project, the tollway is letting a bridge or whatever, and a identical project being let processed by IDOT through procurement with the relief IDOT has, what's the time difference for those to work through? Or is there a difference? Because they did get some relief, I understand, but I don't know exactly how much of an impact it had.
I don't know. I don't have that data, so I can't tell you for sure. I think that initially, because they had an SBO who was very familiar with IDOT work, they didn't have as much of a learning curve as we did. Mm-hmm. But I think that now we're adjusting. And
we have a new SBO.
And we have a new SBO. So that is helping us, you know, gain some ground and not experience as much you know, time issues with her. And so my general impression right now is that we're really not that much different than that. And IDOT also, they already had a very long time process. Like, we were used to, if I get the plans done today, we will advertise these contracts to, you know, this afternoon. We will put it on our website and put it out for the public. And IDOT never could do that. IDOT always had to do it like 6 months in advance. So they were already had a schedule that, you know, had a lot of time built into it. And so we're making an adjustment. And now it's not one day anymore, but maybe it's 1 week. So I think we're still a lot more nimble than them. And I think now that we're on the learning curve, now that we're getting acclimated to the process, I think we're making adjustments that, you know, we're not experiencing any further delay than IDOT would be on any contract. I mean, the unpredictable part of it is that sometimes the disclosures, you don't know who's going to win the job, you don't know if, you know, they're going to have issues on their disclosures, and that they take a long time to review, and we can't...
And to get right, sometimes they have to go back and forth. So one thing that the CPO's office, so just as a reminder, the CPO is the individual, but they're outside of our agency. They're within, I think, the structure of the Executive Ethics Committee, and they